could you tell us a bit about how you became a Christian and that time?
Sure, yeah. I wasn't raised in a church-going family. Didn't really think about Christian things at all, really, through childhood, other than very vague thoughts about whether there was a God or not. But had some good friends towards the end of my time at secondary school who were Christian believers, and they invited me to their church's youth group one week. I didn't think of a reason not to go quick enough, so went along. And the first time I went, there was a talk that just explained the Christian message, and it just made me realise immediately that Jesus was much more interesting and much less easy than I had imagined he would be, and felt very kind of compelled to keep listening and to keep coming back. And very shortly after that, began to sort of make sense why he would come and die for me. And I remember thinking, this is someone I can give my life to. So I remember around the time I turned 18, I gave my life to Christ.
Wonderful. That's great to hear. Great to hear that. And can you tell us a bit about what you spend your time doing now?
Yeah, so I've been in local church ministry for the last 15 years. But in the last 2 or 3 years, I've been working for a ministry called the Zacharias Trust, which really is trying to equip the church in evangelism and doing evangelism ourselves, and largely through trying to answer some of the bigger questions and objections that people have today about the Christian faith. So it keeps us on our toes. We're trying to think through some of those big objections that we often hear.
Wonderful. Great.